Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. Brand new video up, new poll question up this week. We update the site every single day with new stuff that you can watch, read, listen to, et cetera, et cetera. We got something under on every topic under the Small Business Sun. That site is, we've been building that site and making it better for you for 14 and a half years. So check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Leo Haviland is our guest, our new friend. He's the author of Words on the Street. It's all about the language of Wall Street. And Leo, thanks again for hanging out with us. You want to give us a website where we can go and find out more about the book?
Sure. It's www.leohaviland.com.
All right. So check that out. Leo, you said in the previous segment that if you're an investor, if you're a regular person who wants to invest for the long term, the Wall Street's really not a very good place for you, is it?
It can be a good place for you, but one needs to be careful about what the Wall Street firms are trying to persuade you to do. Many of them will use language that seems to be scientific or very scientific-like.
Like what?
And they'll speak about their use of logic, mm-hmm. being rational, reasonable.
Right.
They'll use a lot of formulas and numbers and maybe talk about the PhDs in math and physics mm-hmm. they've got working for them. They'll show computer programs and a lot of that sort of information. And they'll speak about their rocket scientists and how they have investment vehicles and mm-hmm. toolkits and how the Federal Reserve may try to engineer a rally and all that science talk may make somebody at Main Street figure, hey, these persons maybe have some control over outcome. And since they really are storytellers, not scientists, Jim,
mm-hmm.
that scientific talk from many in Wall Street can be very misleading to Main Street.
Mm-hmm. And so that makes it really difficult for an individual who's not an expert in this area to be successful there. What should we do about it? Bringing in an advisor. What kind of words should we be looking for, listening to, paying, perking up on from a financial advisor?
One should perhaps ask a preliminary question. Most advisors will indicate what's good to buy.
Mm-hmm.
One perhaps should ask them what's good to sell.
Right.
And if they can't answer that question, one should be cautious. But other words that we should keep our eyes on are the general language of Wall Street, of games and love and war and religion and so forth, because as you pointed out earlier, words matter. Mm-hmm. And the language that somebody's bringing to us can affect our judgment. And the more sensitive we are to the language they bring to us, the better our risk-taking decisions and money-making decisions are going to be.
So you're saying that we need to, anytime we hear words that are metaphorical, that are brought in from other disciplines, so to speak, or other parts of life, that should be sort of a flag, maybe not a red flag, but a flag to tell us to look deeper, look a little more closely. Don't be seduced by these words.
Excellent point. You're using the word seduced brilliantly. They're trying to attract and entertain and educate us, but they're also trying to persuade us on Main Street to act.
Yeah. Here's a classic example. Look at the buzz that went out with Facebook. I mean, has there ever been a time, have you ever, in your life, Leo, have you ever seen anything as nauseating as the run-up and then the full belly flop of Facebook in the last 30 days?
it's very distressing, and it's disheartening to people who put faith in the trading and investment process.
I mean, but think about when you go back, think about the words that were used, all the examples that were used to talk for the run-up to Facebook. I've been covering this for a few months now. We've been polling our audience. We polled our audience twice on Facebook, and my audience in 4 months apart, my audience, on less than 10% of my audience thought Facebook would be a good investment. How about that?
You should have been out there running the media campaign.
No, it's my audience. I mean, my point is, Main Street understands investment. Main Street understands critical mass. It understands quality, and that's the reason why, in my opinion, Leo, if you want to look for the right words for America's future, don't look for those words on Wall Street. Look for them on Main Street. What do you think?
You make an excellent point. Certainly, in a democratic society, we need to pay much more attention to what's going on in Main Street.
Yeah, that's exactly right. From your mouth to God's ears, Leo. Hey, Leo, LeoHaviland.com is your website, right?
Yes, sir.
Haviland is his last name. The Words on the Street is the book, Language and the American Dream on Wall Street. Leo, will you come back another day?
Yes, please.
We enjoy having you here. Good job today. We'll see you next time. Leo Haviland, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Whether the right or wrong, at least the mystery is gone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.